In our conversation with Richard Tuttle, we discussed the difference in how Americans view objects compared to the rest of the world. Richard pointed out the importance of efficiency and productivity in American culture. We tend to think objects are good if they're able to be mass-produced and readily available. Other cultures, he said, really respect objects for the amount of work and time put into them. They derive their value from this effort and craftsmanship. Inspect this object closely. Does it seem valuable to you? How much effort and care do you think was put into this piece? Not much is known about this object, but Richard did note it was probably part of a set. What does that suggest about the object? Remember, there are no wrong answers, just something to think about. Now, let's really delve into the vase itself. Take in the different colors that make up the vase. The blends of gold, forest green, bold red, and light blue. What feelings do the vase communicate? Tranquility, adventure? Now, zoom in on the two settlers adorned in gold and green clothes. Describe them. What do you think they're looking at? What's their story? Describe the scenery behind them. Look at the shape and style of the houses. Does it remind you of anything? Zoom into the patterns on the object. Do you like any particular one? I personally enjoy the hatchings on the bottom. The darkish red reminds me of henna, a dye used in different parts of the world like South Asia, the Middle East, and Africa. It is typically applied during celebrations to draw designs on the body, usually the hands and feet. Now, carefully pick up the object. Is it what you imagined? What do you think its purpose is? Given its structure and ornamental properties, this vase was most likely set atop a cabinet and used as decor. Now, where do you think it's from? Are there any clues or anything that jumps out at you? Do you think it's an original work or an imitation? If you guessed imitation, you would be correct. Now, continue to further inspect the vase while I give you a little background. This is an 18th century imitation of a Japanese and Chinese vase. It seems to be made from porcelain. Historically, Japanese and Chinese ceramics have been venerated and highly sought after. Japanese and Chinese craftspeople have mastered the art of creating earthenware dating back to the Neolithic period, which lasted from 3900 to 1700 BC. The discovery of porcelain in China during the Tang period further increased production of ceramics. In the 18th century, Europe began also commercially producing porcelain vessels as they were inspired by the Japanese and Chinese wares. This vase is an example of one of those vessels. Do you have any similar types of vases? Where are they from? Do they reflect American culture and its desire for productivity, or other cultures and their respect for craftsmanship? Thank you for coming on this journey with me. I hope you've enjoyed experiencing this object.
This interpretation was created by Kushbu as part of the BGC Lab for Teen Thinkers internship. Listen to others through the link on the QR codes throughout the exhibition.